Yesterday, we introduced you to Colonel Ty Newton of the Brazos Valley, 30 years in the Air Force C-150 pilot in Vietnam, a flyer who felt most comfortable in a cockpit. We told you about his service as a professor at the Air Force Academy, but while he was there, well, flying was just part of his job.
We had to get our flying time, and this was one way of doing it. The cadets needed to go for their medical interviews, and we had one particular place where we took a lot of cadets, and that was down at Tulane. Dr. Jim Knight was the dean of admissions down there, and he really liked the cadets because they had such a wonderful background academically. They had no trouble in medical school, and he said, "I'll take all you can give us." So we got to know him quite well, and that played a role in coming to A&M, really.
His Vietnam service was dangerous for sure, as he was one of many who were able to return to tell his story.
I had it so much better than a lot of other people. The people down on the ground in the jungles and the people flying helicopters and the people flying over Hanoi every day had it a lot worse than we did. But we had some exciting experiences. I flew just the plain old troop carrier supply plane, C-130, for the first year over there. And then our ops officer came around one day and said, "Would you like to start flying some special classified missions?" And I said, "Well, tell me a little about it. What does this entail?" And he said, "I can't tell you until you volunteer to do it and sign some papers." And so I thought about that a little bit, and I said, "Well, okay, let's give it a shot." So after we went through the preliminaries, the first thing he said, "Your first job is to go into Laos with a little roller and measure all of the airstrips over there." And that's using the term pretty loosely, because they were just dirt places that people, the Air America was flying in there, but they were going in small planes. But they wanted to see if we could get in there with the bigger planes. So two other guys and I went over and marked off all the airfields, took pictures, and found out which ones we thought we could make it in safely and out of safely. And then we found out that we would be flying in civilian clothes and flying unmarked silver airplanes instead of the camouflaged Air Force planes that we'd been flying. So it turned into something quite different from what we'd been flying before.
It was a good thing that Ty Newton got to travel with his family quite a bit.
They got to follow us around, and when we were in the Far East on Okinawa, one of the things that they got to do that most people don't get to do, they got to fly on military aircraft, since it was called an isolated assignment. So when I'd come back and we'd take leave, we'd all hop on a plane and head to Bangkok or the Philippines or Japan or Hong Kong or someplace. In fact, Ruth got to land in Saigon. We were flying on a plane to Bangkok one time, and the plane landed in Saigon during the middle of the war.
After assignments in Thailand and in England, where he was the head of the battle staff team of the Airborne Command Post for Europe for the Air Force, he finally settled down to Texas A&M, where he spent 11 years.
I went to work in the Office of Student Affairs and Admissions at the medical school, director of student financial aid initially, and got to do some of the things that we'd been doing at the Air Force Academy, dealing with medical students this time instead of pre-med students. But we also got to go around to all the schools here in Texas and brief them about the medical school program, talking to the pre-med students. So that was a fun job.
A salute to your service, Colonel Ty Newton. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.